The number of Wisconsin deaths caused by drug overdoses is expected to be well into the hundreds again this year, after totaling more than 900 last year. Health officials say most of those deaths were due to opioid abuse. Some businesses and medical experts say they have innovative ideas for reducing the opioid crisis. WUWM innovation reporter Chuck Hornbach has the story.
More than 40% of the people who die opioid-related deaths in Wisconsin are from Milwaukee County. The medical examiner estimates the number of local deaths will be down this year, but only about 5% from 2017. For every addict who dies from legal painkillers, heroin, or illegally made fentanyl, many more survive and face perhaps a lifetime in recovery. Milwaukeean Adam Lovejoy became hooked on pain pills and later heroin after being shot in the right leg during a robbery 13 years ago. He says he eventually abused opioids to deal with different kinds of stress.
Once you've been doing it for a couple years, you use it as your crutch for coping with anything. When life shows up, you use it to cope, whereas normal people have other methods that they use for coping with stress, any kind of bad feelings, any kind of grief, heartache, depression, anxiety.
Lovejoy says halting his use of opioids was difficult, and he had to learn again to feel a full range of emotions. He's now back in college and speaking out in favor of greater help for recovering addicts, including more transitional housing after leaving a residential treatment center. Better access to housing is one of the more traditional ways of attacking the multi-pronged opioid problem. There are also some non-traditional ideas. A room full of people gathered at a conference center in Madison recently to listen to how technology is trying to curb the opioid crisis. Katie Keating of IBM told the Wisconsin Technology Council gathering that another state paid her firm to analyze the data of what she calls super utilizers of the healthcare system. Keating says one addict had 87 opioid prescriptions, 24 ER visits, and had gone to 13 different pharmacies, all because of the fear to have surgery for a gallbladder problem.
They were able to, thankfully, you know, go and have, you know, a person-based intervention to understand, you know, what the initial problem had been and then how they could help. And then, you know, they were able to get them surgery. They were able to get them treatment for the opioid issue.
The Madison-based startup firm Keo says it has another way to reduce the opioid problem. The company uses a mix of screening, software, and online coaching known as digital therapeutics to treat people with lower back pain. Many physicians have prescribed painkillers for that ailment. But Keo president and CEO Dave Grandin says not everyone needs medication.
It really is about delivering the appropriate care to the appropriate patient at the appropriate time. And that's a big part of why digital therapeutics are important, is because there's that immediacy factor. As soon as you need help, you can get it instantly. There's no waiting. You don't need to schedule. There's no copayment.
Grandin acknowledges that not all opioid addicts have computers or smartphones or may not be able to follow long-distance instructions. A UW-Madison assistant professor of family medicine and community health says innovation in attacking the opioid crisis can be a good idea, but Dr. Alexandra Zagierska says there should be caution, too.
What I see the pendulum is swinging from this opiophilia in the past, where kind of everybody would get opioids for 30 days, to now opiophobia. So even those who need opioids, who are, and there is a subset of patients who is doing well on opioids. There is not necessarily a reason to discontinue opioids just because that's the current climate.
Zagierska wants to see more people who can legally prescribe opioids to complete training in addiction treatment. With the number of Wisconsinites dying each year of opioid overdoses still well in the hundreds, and hundreds more surviving overdoses thanks to emergency treatment with a nasal spray Narcan, it appears both innovation and caution will be tried for some time to come. Chuck Quernbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.
Support is provided by Dr. Lawrence and Mrs. Hannah Goodman for Innovation Reporting.